Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, it's 10:01, ESPN 97.5. Time to play Beat the Limo Guy. Limo Guy, what do you think there, Dell? You ready to bring in the limo guy?
What was that again?
You ready to bring in the limo guy?
I mean, he was a little flagrant with his accusations.
Well, so I know
do
it
you
was.
Think we should make him wait?
Well, I think you might tease him a little bit. Or you might just...
I mean, Justin's a good guy. He got me to see Dave Chappelle. I appreciate that. So we're not going to make him wait too long.
Yeah, so...
And Justin from Black Horse Limo joins us right now.
Here it is. Time to bring in Limo Guy from Black Horse Limousine, blackhorselimo.com, and also Warehouse Live. Justin with us here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, Justin?
Thank you, Dell. I feel a little more comfortable today than last week after that.
Yeah, I hope you feel a little bit more comfortable because you were terrible.
You need it.
I couldn't be more uncomfortable, I'm afraid.
So did you hear the Texans are actually going to have people in the stands?
I guess that's a positive sign. Not much else going on. I mean, we're starting to pick up a little bit, but until there's some actual scheduled events, it's gonna be slow still.
Yeah, no, but I mean, as opposed to restaurants, we could do tickets again.
We could. I don't know how are they gonna do it. I haven't even heard.
I don't think they've given out the detailed plan, but we'll see. If they might be stupid expensive because you can only have I don't know what how many they're gonna have, maybe 25% or whatever they're gonna do. So. That's all to be determined, but that's not until next month anyway.
Yeah, we'll listen and see what's going on, and maybe we'll switch it up.
Yeah. Well, you were awfully cocky when I said I'd pick up 5 Del Friscos, and you were like, I ain't going to lose 5 times all year. And then, 0-1. How's that taste?
I don't know. I wasn't planning on having to drive to Seabrook either, but now I got to do that.
See? So we'll see here. Well, so now you got to get that for Jackie. You got his information, right? You're going to hook up with Jackie and get that taken care of.
Yep, they'll send it to me.
Our player this week is Anthony. Anthony was caller number 10, so he's going to play Beat the Limo Guy. Anthony, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. What do you do for a living, Anthony?
I am a resident physician, so I am a training doctor.
You're training as a doctor and listening to our show. You see how smart our people are?
I listen to y'all every day in the morning and on the way home from work. Also, my wife's birthday is tomorrow, so I need to win this.
Oh, how neat. Justin, tank. All right? Justin.
I don't know if I need to try. I did pretty well on my own.
Yeah, you know, you know what? We're not going to call it tanking. You're just going to probably lose anyway. So, well, congratulations, Anthony. Best of luck being a doctor. Good luck to you. So you're working in the hospital. What's the COVID situation like?
I mean, it's still kind of a big thing. They test us every day when we come into the hospital, but it seems like things are slightly calming down at the hospitals I work at.
They are. That's great news. That is great, great news. So there you have it, right from Anthony. There's your COVID report on ESPN 97.5. So Justin is still, if you need a limo, people, I don't know what you need one for because, like we said, not many things are open. So, but if you do, you just want to go out. If you're sick of being home and you want to take the party bus or you want to take the limo out for a ride, whatever you want to do, he's there for you at blackhorselimo.com. And pretty soon, Warehouse Live, you're starting to get some stuff going, right?
Yeah, we opened last week. We're just going to, no national bands or touring, so we're just going to be doing local tribute stuff every weekend. So just check the schedule. We'll have pretty much the whole gamut covered, so surely there's something that everyone likes at some point or another.
All right, cool. Yeah, so you can go to warehouselive.com and see all of that. And coming soon, Rise. And we'll tell you about that when that's going to be open. But
Halloween, hopefully.
Let's go. Anthony, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. As always, Limo Guy starts us off. Who you got, Limo Guy?
Let's go with Tom Brady to rebound.
All right, that would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And at this point in our lives, they're minus eight. Tampa over Carolina. Anthony?
So we're just picking straight up or against the spread?
All against the spread.
Oof. Okay. I'm going to go with, let's see here, Tennessee Titans.
The Tennessee Titans at this point in our lives. Tennessee is -7.5 against Jacksonville. -7.5. All right. Justin?
Let's go with the Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle -3.5 against New England. Seattle -3.5 against New England. Anthony?
I'm going to go with Dallas.
The Dallas Cowboys are playing a football game. They are favored by 4, -4 against Atlanta. All right. Justin?
Let's go with the Eagles.
The Eagles are a pick 'em right now against the Rams. Eagles are
going to go that next.
A pick 'em. And Anthony?
All right, I'm going to go Baltimore, just blowing out the Texans.
The Baltimore Ravens are -7 right now. Ooh, it came down from 7.5. -7 right now against the Houston Texans. Justin?
You getting me on that hook? I think you took it away on purpose.
And well, that's I got a site here that I'm looking at, and that's what it says.
Gotcha. All right, let's go to a total. I did terrible on these last week, but let's go with Dallas over.
The over in the Dallas Cowboy games is 54. 54. Over 54. Anthony?
Okay, I'm going to go Kansas City over the Chargers.
Kansas City is at the Chargers -8.5. Kansas City -8.5 against the Chargers.
Let's go Washington over.
The over in the Washington Redskins game is 46.5. Over 46.5.
And what did you call them again, John?
The Washington football team?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Redskins.
I did not say Redskins.
Yes, you did.
I never say Redskins. I didn't even say Redskins when they were Redskins.
How many times have you just said it in the sentence?
I don't say Redskins. I've never
there
said
it
Redskins.
Is. Watch yourself, John.
Okay. The over in the Washington football team game is over 46.5. It says Redskins on this. That's why I said
well,
it.
Well, your site is a backwards site that needs to be corrected.
Oh, I don't know whose site this is, but it is. It says Washington Redskins.
Football team.
Oh, racist site. And fine, this is the last one for Anthony, right?
Yes.
All right, Anthony.
All right, I don't feel good about this one, but I'm going to go with the Bears covering the Giants.
The Bears are -5.5 against the New York football Giants. Can you say Giants?
I think that's a lot.
You can?
Yes. Okay. You're not talking down on tall people, no.
Okay. Well, little people might not be all that thrilled about this.
Well, we know what you would actually call them if you could.
Little people?
No.
I call them little people.
No, it's another word I think you enjoy more.
No, I call little people. Okay? But I don't like to even put that on them.
No. Sure.
Dell, give us the rundown. Who's got what?
Okay, we got for Justin, we got the Bucks -8, Seattle -3.5. He's got the Eagles in a pick 'em. What's the number for the Dallas? He had it over. What's the number for that?
54.
Dallas game over 54. And over 46.5 was the last one. Who was that again?
That was for the Washington football team you like to call the Redskins.
That's a blatant lie.
46.5.
46.5 for that one. And for Anthony, as you like to say.
Anthony.
Titans -7.5. Dallas -4. Anthony likes the favorites. Ravens -7. KC -8.5. And the Bears -4.5. Anthony taking all favorites.
Ooh, he's got the chalk. I think it's a chalk week, though. I think I like the cut of your jib, Anthony. And you know what? For your service and how the exposure and the danger you put yourself in every single day, I'm rooting for you against Justin, who does absolutely nothing.
To be fair,
hey, some call us heroes. So I'm not going to say it, but some do call us heroes.
That's right. That's right. Using the H word.
Look, Andy, I wouldn't take too much and look at too much in what the John just said because you could be a crack dealer and he'd take you over Justin.
Well, not a crack dealer.
Yes,
per
you
se.
Would. If he said, "Yeah, I'm a street pharmacist. That's what I do for a living." You would take him over Justin.
Well, the streets need pharmacies too. Okay, Anthony, we appreciate it. Thanks for listening every day. And what is it? Your wife's birthday or anniversary?
Tomorrow, her birthday.
Her birthday tomorrow. Let's go. I'm hoping you win and you get that Del Frisco's $200 gift card. We appreciate you,
me
man.
Too.
Thank y'all for having me.
All right, and that's what we're playing for, $200 gift card to Del Frisco's right here in the Galleria. And the limo ride there and back. If you want to play next week, make sure you're listening. About 8:30, we pick our contestant for the week. So BlackHorseLimo.com, BlackHorseLimo.com, WarehouseLive.com as well, WarehouseLive.com. And you can see all the shows. And coming soon is Rise. So you got an estimate of when you're going to be open on that?
Halloween.
Wow, Halloween. Finally, we will see Rise, which has been under construction for 17 years. Unbelievable.
Almost 17.
Almost. 16
and a half.
It probably feels like it to you. Probably feels a little bit like that. All right, man, we appreciate it. We'll see you Saturday. Are you coming up to Waco?
I'm not sure yet. It's kind of a haul. If you were taking your private jet, I might. But I don't know.
I don't have a private jet.
You just have a ride on one.
I just tag along. I don't know if you heard. That's what I do. All right, man. We appreciate it. As always, thanks, pal. There is Justin from Black Horse Limo. And giving it away. Hopefully Anthony wins. He and his wife on her birthday.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to explain to her that your birthday dinner is going to wait a couple weeks, possibly. But is that a conversation that can be had? I know it's your birthday today, but I have plans if I beat this limo guy in picking games so we won't have a dinner on your birthday.
Well, he's a resident, so he's probably not making all that much money. He's got all kinds of student loans that he's got to pay off. So he's probably, you know, in that neighborhood where, listen, we can go to McDonald's tonight, or you can count on me to beat Justin, because Justin's really terrible at this.
By Monday night, at the minimum, we'll know whether we're going to have a special dinner
I'm going to take you to Del Frisco's.
Yeah.
And spend $200 on you. How's that?
I just feel like it's an interesting conversation to explain to her. No birthday dinner tonight or the weekend. But if I beat this limo guy in picking games, and he had to call her. Like, he had to call her today and tell her, hey, no birthday dinner tonight.
Listen, I got some good news and some bad news.
Yeah, we're not going to that dinner tonight.
What's the good news? I'm playing Justin and beat the limo guy.
What's that?
It doesn't matter, honey. It just doesn't. Just trust me.
The special five trust guys dinner. Just know the special five guys dinner we had planned for tonight off the table.
It's off. Boomer Naturals are on. Boomer Naturals. Oh, by the way, we got the Coors Light break. When is that? Bottom of the hour?
Really, whenever you want to do it.
I thought it's bottom of the hour.
Yeah, you can do it, but they've given you the leeway to do it when you want.
So we got to get on Twitch, ESPN 975 Twitch, everybody. And during the break, I will talk to you while you send me messages. And I can use ugly words, so I don't have the kids in the room. And probably will use ugly words because it's in a break and it's not on radio. So we'll do that at the bottom of the hour. But right now, we're talking about my Boomer Naturals. You can get them at CVS. You can get them or BoomerNaturals.com. And here's the deal is you get 20% off at BoomerNaturals.com. So it's a better deal. You put in promo code Granato and get 20% off. But if you need them immediately, if you need a mask immediately, you go to CVS and you grab it and it's okay. It's still, I think she said they're under 10 bucks. It's a great mask. And here's the deal is you want to protect yourself. And the nano silver technology protects you every single step of the way. And you can use them for a month. You just rinse them out at night or be a little wash and dry and let them dry overnight. And you got your mask for tomorrow already. And you are safe. And that's the most important thing. Oh, and you can breathe because these are the most breathable as well. So if you're looking for that mask, BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granato. Looking for the best, BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granato.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 1017 ESPN 97.5. Have you seen Annie Agar, her Big Ten stuff?
I did see the tweet. I never actually watched
it. You didn't watch it? She's actually pretty good. I mean, I don't know if she's on TikTok doing some representing all the Big Ten schools.
We've had a couple of those. We We remember when the SEC and the AC were making their decisions.
Right.
And the Pac-12 was, all right, get in. Hop in the back.
AAC got... they wouldn't let the AAC in. The Big 12 got in the back, but we have to check with Texas first.
We have to see. I gotta ask Texas.
I gotta ask Texas.
Yeah. It was good. We've had some good ones.
Yeah. And she's pretty good too, actually. Rutgers is standing there. Hello. Who is that? And Ohio State goes, who is that?
It's real.
No, that is real. So there's some good stuff out there. Annie Agar, you can follow on TikTok. But it's actually going viral right now.
A-G-A-R.
A-G-A-R.
You can find her. Or you can just type it in the videos everywhere now.
She's pretty sharp. She's a funny girl. So, female, woman. So what do I say?
Funny woman.
She's a funny woman.
Yeah, and I think she had...
I didn't call her broad or nothing.
You want to be commended for that? For not calling her broad, a word that no one uses anymore?
Yeah.
And she's a sports reporter... she was a Grand Valley. I don't know where WOOD TV is, but she's a sports reporter. Went to Grand Valley State, so that's in the Big Ten footprint. So yeah, it's up. You can go to @AnnieAgar if you want to see it as well.
@AnnieAgar on Twitter. She's probably tweeting them out. So,
this was around since May. She put it out in May.
Well, but these last couple are just about them coming back.
Okay, she's had them, but she's, I guess, been doing things like this since at a minimum May. But yeah, you're right. Came out in September.
Yeah. Yep. 713-780-3776. I mean, when we went over these, and even Anthony there, and when we were going over these, yeah, I kind of like the favorites this week. Is there anything that you, I mean, that...
I'm trying to think of something that looks good that I saw, and I don't remember anything that.
There aren't many dogs that you really like. Now, here's the thing that I like about the NFL is if you look like crap, it's the woolly whipsaw. So they beat you last week, so you're going to bet against them this week, and then they beat you this week. You can't judge a team on 1 week. See, Cleveland. I like Cleveland. However, you got the late backdoor cover by Joe Burrow, which was unfortunate for everybody that took Cleveland. But for the most part, they dominated that game. Joe came back at the end. He did bring them close, but then they bounced right back and ran down and scored and just drove it right down their throats.
You know what?
And they should have covered. They just didn't.
I think I might like the Raiders at home in the first game in that new building. Now, no one will be there, but the Raiders look pretty good offensively on the road at Carolina. Saints are traveling cross-country. Monday night game. I think I might think I like the Raiders there.
And the Saints didn't look great.
No, they didn't at all. I think that's the one, if I was going to point to a dog winning.
What is the number right now?
It is, or even covering. It's minus six Saints.
Saints are minus six.
Yes.
Wow, that is a lot of points to be giving a team opening up their new stadium.
The unfortunate thing for them is no one will be there for it. I think that number would be a little less if there was actually a crowd there.
Yes.
But I think I like the Raiders in that one to at least play within the number.
Maybe even win the game.
Yeah.
One never knows. Yeah, next week starts the SEC.
Yes.
And the Big 12 gets into its play as well.
Yeah, that game that was postponed, Tulsa, Oklahoma State by a week, that'll get played. So we'll get to see your favorite plenty of people's favorite for the Big 12. I listened to a couple of podcasts and some people have picked Oklahoma State as their team.
I'm telling you, they're really, really good. They've got really good players and their defense is going to be better. They're going to put pressure. They got a transfer that's going, the defensive end that is going to really wreak havoc. Something that they need to do.
I
read off those numbers. If you weren't here a little bit earlier, but there were some numbers that were put out, and these numbers were put out by the Ravens Wire, a USA Today. But the one that really, really got, I mean, there are some numbers. The Texans. They put 2-14, two catches for Brandon Cooks, 14 for DeAndre Hopkins. If you weren't here a little bit earlier, they put all kinds of numbers out there. Number of sacks by the Ravens last year against the Texans, 7. 6 by Deshaun was sacked 6 times, and AJ was sacked once. They gave up 256 yards rushing to Baltimore last year, but just 166 last week in what seemed like a thrashing on the ground by the Chiefs. And think about that. That was only 166. They gave up 256 last year.
Yeah, and the Chiefs are so proficient throwing the ball, they're just not going to simply take the ball out of Mahomes' hands. But I bet you that number could have got up over 200 if they, you know, kept playing in the fourth quarter.
So the two numbers the one number that can really be taken care of and actually you can improve on just by your play caller. The number of passes thrown on first down in the Bill O'Brien era, only five teams have attempted fewer first down passes. Their number in over since 2014 till now is 1,156. Only five teams have passed the ball less on first down. We have, what's his name that comes on every once in a while with his analytics, football analytics?
Warren Sharp.
We have Warren Sharp, Sharp Analytics on. He is a huge proponent of passing on first down and how effective a football offense can be. And yet, and here's Bill O'Brien, who people are questioning, you know, just how bright he is at this whole thing. And here's living proof that if you look at the analytics of it, teams that pass on first down have more a higher success rate, and yet Bill O'Brien does 27 teams do it better than he does, or do it more often than he does. I mean, it's just thing after thing after thing that really, really is so that make you just shake your head all the time. And the other one that really gets me is 18.1. Percentage Houston was able to get pressure on a quarterback. That's less than one every five passes you get pressure on the quarterback. It was the second lowest total in the NFL. Once every five times you put pressure on the quarterback. And last week, it was 12.1%. That's one every eight. Once every eight passes that you're putting some pressure. Otherwise, he's standing back there, feeling good about himself, finding receivers, and throw into open guys. These are two really, really bad numbers.
Particularly in a league that is about throwing the football, you have a quarterback you're paying elite money to and you believe is elite, why are you handcuffing him far more than... Now, they did it since he's been there. I assume that number has decreased as far as lack of first down passing since Deshaun has been there. I hope so, because they didn't break it down by that. They just broke it down by his career here in Houston. But... so they don't throw the ball enough on first down, and they can't rush the passer. It's two of the more, if not the most important things in all of the football right now.
Those two things.
And they're really bad at both.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's it's thing after thing after thing. Such an indictment on the dude. I mean, and...
so. Why wouldn't you want to make it as easy... I think I mentioned
we
got to
extend him again and give him,
he's going to give himself an extension.
Maybe he can become the czar or the dictator of the Texans since there's...
Commandant O'Brien?
Huh? I mean, he's running out of titles. I mean, and you have to display, it has to be ultimate power.
Like, could he be vice president of... If he's already the general manager and the head coach.
How about emperor? Team emperor?
That I don't know if I've ever seen a football title team emperor.
Well, he's running out.
Emperor O'Brien?
Isn't that ultimate?
Ultimate power. It's a very Star Wars type of thing. Ultimate power, Emperor O'Brien is what you want?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not looking for... And who? Is Jack Easterby his Darth Vader? I know the Raiders are called I think the Raiders may play some Darth Vader theme music. You want the Texans to adopt that too?
Well, if you're going to be the Emperor Bill, because we're running out of superlatives. And listen, I think his power is more far-reaching than just general manager.
You think he's reaching into all parts?
Yeah. I mean, Emperor would, let's face it, he's got more power than the owner. So emperor would imply that he actually does. He's, you know what? Owner's got to listen to him. Owner can't say nothing. Owner. Ona. It's Ona, right? Not a hard R.
I don't know. It's governor, right? Are they still owners in the NFL?
NFL's still owners.
Okay.
Still owners. They have
Someone
owners.
Said Grand Poobah should be his title.
Ooh, I don't know if you want that on you. I don't know if you want that heat. Grand Poobah's not, that's not a great connotation, is it? I'm not sure about that one.
So you want this type of music following him around? When he talks this eerie every time he enters a room?
Wouldn't that be perfect?
I guess so, if you want to instill fear.
Wouldn't that be perfect?
Yeah, because this is his music, because he's the emperor. And I guess I would play the Death March.
Genies are the most powerful.
They grant wishes. You think Bill Brown wants to grant wishes?
Genie's not more powerful than emperor.
No, they only have... Well, and the genie is really a slave. He's beholden to the person with the lamp. The genie can't be... The genie's not free. Hey, who sent you that? You don't understand how a genie works?
You don't get it.
No.
You just don't get it.
So, I think emperor would be good. I just don't know if the NFL will allow it. Because, you know, like... At Stanford, if you're the OC, you're like the Andrew Luck something or other of that's the title. It's like they throw Andrew Luck in it. At Stanford, they don't just call you the head coach. They call you the Bill Walsh of something as a head coach. You want that to be here?
Yeah, emperor.
Here comes Jack.
10:30 on ESPN 97.5. Get to Twitch right now. ESPN 97.5 Twitch. And we will be talking during the break. Champion Energy is what I'm talking about right now. And if you're looking for to save money, it's still hot. It's going to still be hot. You're still in the winter. You still use your air conditioning. You're still and now. Well, it's not that. No, listen. Why are you spending more money than you have to anytime, anywhere, anytime? So we go to champion.energy/1560 and let's go. We need you to sign up and save money. Champion.energy/1560.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Do they do that every break where they talk to the Twitch? Is that what they do?
Other shows, yes.
Every break?
The mics are up. I don't know how often they're talking directly to them, but the mics are up so they can be heard and they can interact if they like.
Holy ship. That's a lot of work.
It does seem like that. You think you'd use the break as a rest since you've been talking all segment.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do that and keep a voice.
Yeah, I don't think it happens all the time.
But it's fun. They want you to do, say, they just say, hey, say MF-er. Because
you're their puppet now.
Or do, right. Or, hey, how you doing? Or whatever.
I heard you through the
they wanted the one door. Guy said, yell as loud as you can. Okay.
You were like, what? Like, okay.
Now Dell's turn, he said.
I'm not your puppet, sir.
I mean, it's kind of weird. It's and the stuff that they want you to do and talk about.
What do they want you to talk about?
They wanted me to talk about stupid stuff. One guy asked me to go play golf with him on some kind of YouTube thing or something and drink 12 beers on the front. And I'm just not a 12 beers on the front guy.
That's a little much for
it's
you?
It's a little much. I don't like to limit myself.
But even you say 12.
Yeah, 12 is a little much.
Yeah, you want to enjoy. You don't want to be completely blotto while you're playing.
No. I do 3 in the front, 3 in the back. That's what we do. We got our routine, 3 in the front, 3 in the back. And then after.
So we were at Wildcat on Monday, and I knew cart girls existed. Are they that, let's say, what's the word I'm looking for? Do they put on that type of show all the time, or is it because it was a tournament? Like, did they the
match, oh no, that was different.
Yeah, the matching skirt and top for
no
everybody.
no, that's not cart girls.
What were they
the cart girls were? I showed you Brooke. She walked by, said hello. She's out there with the cart selling alcohol. Those were brought, that was brought in by an agency.
Okay,
the tournament brought those girls in, and they were There was some smoke there.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Is that a thing that Elmer provides all the
time? No, that was the tournament did that.
Okay.
Yeah. So certain tournaments, like there are certain tournaments here that get a little raunchy, if you want to know the truth. That one was good, clean fun for the whole family. But, man, he had some smoke shows there.
So what does a cart girl at Wildcat normally do?
She just drives around selling alcohol.
Selling alcohol, okay.
Or Gatorades or whatever.
Because
and snacks and sandwiches.
Because those ladies who were there, who were brought in by the tournament, look to be accompanying players, like in a cart.
No. They were. They rode around with our group the whole day.
Okay.
Well, one girl rode around with our group the whole day.
Gotcha.
And she held the flag, and when we made a birdie, she did a cartwheel.
Really?
Yeah. She was a cheerleader.
Oh, I didn't. Oh.
She was a cheerleader in high school.
Why are you just telling us now that she was doing cartwheels while
she did a cartwheel when we did
putts?
Well, she said right away she was a cartwheel. She was a cheerleader, and I said, "Well, when we make a birdie, you got to do a cartwheel." Okay.
Did she?
And we tipped her after the round.
I imagine you did.
Yeah.
Was there a cooler and she would fish out a drink for you as she did that as well?
Oh, yeah. She got, well, no. Everybody has a cooler on their cart.
Okay.
She didn't do that. But she offered when there was, when we first started, we didn't have any beers. And she said, "I'll go get them." I mean, she was very attentive, very nice. Very nice young lady.
And she did cartwheels for
you. And she did cartwheels.
You did the show a disservice.
What? By not mentioning this earlier?
By mentioning at the end of the week. Where Lance isn't even involved. You had a young lady doing cartwheels after. How many cartwheels did she do?
She did a bunch of cartwheels. I don't know.
Did she have standards? Like, it had to be like a 20-footer before she would do a cartwheel?
No, it was a cartwheel. That's all.
No,
it was a birdie. It was a cartwheel.
Oh, every time there was a birdie.
Yeah, because we went on a run where we didn't. We had about four holes in a row where we didn't make. And these things you got to make. The team that won was 22 under.
Ah.
So you got a birdie every hole. So we went on a little string. So she was just like, "Oh, you make a birdie, then you get a cartwheel." Yeah. So that's
without saying names, because why do we need to expose anyone? Could you get to a second hand of inappropriate comments or not inappropriate? Let's just say, okay. I guess you just said that, or is it not that bad? As far as comments to the cartwheeling young lady.
Oh no, we were very respectful.
Okay, cool. That's cool. Very cool.
No. Very. She was a nice young lady.
Good.
I mean, and we're all old fat guys, so I mean, she's...
Oh, that would stop you guys? Not from doing something crazy, but has being an old fat guy kept a guy from hitting on a younger woman before? I don't think that gets in the
way. Yeah, no, but none of us were looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah, you're married. Very devoted. Yeah, I got you.
I'm very married, so...
I got you.
And the guys I was with were two, so...
Well...
Uh-huh.
There you go there. But, so John had a cartwheeling cart girl.
She's not a cart girl.
Well...
She was a ride along. I don't know.
A valet?
She was more like that. The cart girls are
they sell drinks.
She was with an agency.
And
all those girls in the black and in the green, they were with an agency.
It was supposed to make the experience better.
Right.
Oh, gotcha. She wasn't employed by a Wildcat.
No. They were employed by the tournament.
Understood now.
Yeah. Now sometimes you have some tournaments where employed. I don't know where they're employed regularly, but
it ain't.
It ain't anywhere reputable.
No.
Okay.
I need to be a participant of one of those tournaments.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't play.
No.
Just watch.
Yeah. There's some. Yeah. That happens sometimes. I haven't been to one of those in a while though. So did you see this Steelers story?
About which one?
So Minka Fitzpatrick says that the players did not choose to put Antoine Rose on their helmets.
I did see Minka's quotes. If you missed that story, Villanueva, what's his name? Alejandro?
Yeah.
His first name? Alejandro Villanueva, who's a tackle for the Steelers, covered up the name that the organization decided to put on the back bumper for the Steelers. Antoine Rose Jr. was a 17 or 18-year-old kid who was shot by police officers. The police officer subsequently was found not guilty of the charges of murder that were brought against them. It was in the midst of something where the car that Rose Jr. was in fit the description of a car that was part of a drive-by. So a chase ensued. The kid was shot. Obviously, things happened after that. But the Steelers chose to honor that kid by putting his name on the back. Villanueva said, nah, what he did was honor a black, was it Marine? I forgot what branch of the military is in, but it was a man who died in service, and I think in war. So he decided to put his name on the back, and it caused a bit of a stir because the team allegedly had decided we're gonna wear Antoine Rose Jr.'s name, and then we found out from Minka that, well, we didn't really get a chance to go through things. It was kind of handed down from on high what we would do. And Mike Pouncey, or Marquise Pouncey, said, now that he found out more information, he's not going to wear the name on the back either.
Yeah, apparently that was from the Steelers organization on high that sent it down. It wasn't a player's vote and let's do this or anything else. It's really interesting.
Yeah, because
I can see the Steelers with their good intention, but forcing it in, you know, and I don't want to say pandering, but I think, you know, creating it as opposed to just letting it happen generically and, oh, by the way, by the players as opposed to the organization, it almost seems like an edict.
Yeah, and now, Pouncey, he went on to talk about why he's making the decision not to have the name back there. It's because he says he works very closely with police departments in Pittsburgh and I think in other places as well. And he just didn't want, after doing more research, he decided he didn't want to wear the name on the back. And the case itself is one where the police believe the crime was committed. I think it was they believe the car matched the description of a drive-by. And that's why they stopped that car. And while they were handcuffing a suspect, a couple of other suspects, according to the police, including Antoine Rose Jr., fled. And that's when the shooting occurred. So obviously not a great story. And Pouncey was like, I'm a police guy. So he's decided not to wear it on the back anymore.
Well, and here's the thing. It was kind of a controversy because Rose's mother, Michelle Kenny, blasted Villanueva for not using his name.
Yeah.
And she says, I have nothing against vets and absolutely appreciate everything that they have done and continue to do. But this one person showed us exactly who he is. And obviously he didn't approve of how the vote turned out. They came to me as a team organization. I don't care how good of an individual you are. If you are not a team player, then maybe you're playing for the wrong team. Not only is one person on the team going to wear his name on their helmet, they took a vote, and the entire team is going to wear his name on their helmets. But apparently Minka says, no, we didn't.
Yeah, his quote to ESPN was, it was mostly made from people upstairs and everything else like that. Don't know exactly who, don't know exactly how. But we did. We knew that we were going to have somebody on the back of our helmets, and it wasn't exactly clear on what it was going to be. It was mostly made by everyone upstairs.
That's a bad thing. And, oh, by the way, singling him out, the mom, because he wants to wear a fallen hero. I don't know if it's Army or I don't know what it is.
I didn't know.
This whole thing. See, it's just forcing people to take sides on an issue that, well, what's more important? Someone who dies defending their country or someone who's shot by police? I don't know. I mean, this whole thing is...
Yeah, it's because you're trying to thread a needle where you say we'd like to do something to honor someone from our area who died at the hands of the police. The judicial system said it wasn't murder. I don't know the whole
story.
Yeah,
he was found not guilty.
Yeah, but that's what was decided as far as a jury of his peers. And now you have Villanueva saying, well, I'd rather honor this person. Now, I don't know his motivation for that other than it's a fallen soldier. Who knows? People can try to dive into why he decided not to do what the team voted on. We found out it wasn't the case. It's just this messy thing where...
The whole thing.
Where it feels like you're not, maybe you put Antoine Rose's name up around the stadium or on the field or whatever you like to do, but if you didn't really give the players a choice, is it real?
Right.
Is it a real?
Did they really take a vote?
Yeah. There are a lot of things that are being brought up. And to your point, it feels like a force.
Yeah.
And if it's a force and the players didn't really decide, is it even a tribute? The Steelers organization could have done something that didn't include putting the name on the back of the bump, the helmet, if they wanted to. They could have put his, their first home game, Antoine Rose Jr. could have been on the scoreboard or on the field if they decided to. They decided this, and right. now they have to deal with the
backlash. And if this is something the organization wants to do, don't put it on the players. Put it, like you said, on the field.
Yeah, there are multiple ways to honor that kid's name without pressing the players who may have not had a choice in the matter.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. News of the Weird coming your way. We'll finish up strong, finishing up the week strong right here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about my peeps over at Cold, Clean, Crisp, Refreshing Coors Light. You see it, and if you're on Twitch right now, Texas chill, baby. Look at that. That's so cold. That looks so good. It's so blue. The mountains are blue. I had the blue mountains yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before. And they're just, it's when I see those mountains blue, I know my beer is cold. It's clean, refreshing. It's the official beer of watching the U.S. For me, it's the official beer of watching the U.S. Open. It's the official beer of watching Thursday Night Football. It's the official beer of watching the Astros. It's the official beer of poker. It's the official beer of, it's my official beer. Okay. And make it your official beer too. If you haven't tried it, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing every single time. Tastes the same. It's the best. Texas chill, baby. Pick up 12 ounces. Pick up 16 ounces. Pick up 144 ounces. That's a 12-pack of Texas chill.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Some good stories here. Some real good stories going on that we got. Some days are better than over. Others. Dell. Apparently, there is a town, small town in New York called Swastika, New York. Do you want to live in Swastika, New York?
Do they have a Chick-fil-A?
I don't even know. They might. They might not. It doesn't say here about any Chick-fil-A's.
And Chick-fil-A is testing spicy chicken tenders in place as well, so I'm going to need to know that as well.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't want to live there if there's no, obviously, if there's no Chick-fil-A. But, They had a board meeting to change the name, and they decided, no, they like their name, Swastika, New York.
Does it attract a certain tourist?
Well, it's right near, it's near Hitler, Pennsylvania.
Is that a real thing?
No.
I wish it was.
I wish. Don't you think you should change it if you're, don't you think?
What was the impetus to do it? Is it a recent change in terms of a name? Or has that been the name of the town since, like, the 1800s?
I don't know how long it's been the name, like, of the town, but I just think
Swastika, New York.
I just don't know.
I'm trying to see when it started. But they did reject it, as you mentioned. A post office called Swastika operated from 1913 to 1958. So I think it's a relatively, at least in the 1900s, the name came about, it looks like.
Yeah,
I feel like you might want to get on that. And change it. But hey, the will of the people said no.
So apparently there's a Malaysia Day. And it's a big day. It's a big celebration day. IQIYI, Malaysia, had to apologize. They made a poster for Malaysia Day. And it's, what the campaign was, Anak Malaysia. A-N-A-K, Malaysia. Unfortunately, the poster came out A-N-A-L, Anal Malaysia. And this is something, and it's got a guy, actually, the poster has a guy turned. So unfortunately, Anal Malaysia was not all that popular to Malaysia.
Why? They're not very progressive?
Quite frankly, I think it's... I don't know. Might draw more people if it's better than a knock. I don't know. Knack.
We had a conversation about eyes and promoting something that may be a little shaky, but hey, it brings attention. Earlier in the week, I think we found out that, hey, controversy is something people like to pay attention to. Ano Alasia, whatever it's being called, let's go with it. I don't care about a knock Alasia.
Right.
Malaysia.
Anal Alasia, much better.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
Run with that.
I don't know. Yeah, take it and run.
Yeah.
Russia says their space agency chief declares Venus a Russian planet. Do you think they own Venus?
I know we have a space force, at least it's being developed for a reason, and this may be it, to try to dominate space. Did that story give us a reason why Russia Venus should belong to Russia?
Yeah, probably did, but I ain't reading it. I don't care about it. I don't care about it enough.
I know. Right? But you're at.
I just want to know. Do you think Russia owns Venus?
Depends. What type? I gotta know. Did they land on Venus at some point that I don't know about? Yeah. So if they haven't even stepped foot on Venus, I can't give it to them.
Yeah. Well, I just don't think. Hey, you can't just say, hey, okay, well, the sun's ours. That's it. America's sun.
Yeah. Sorry about it. In fact, you have to pay us for use of the sun.
And we're taking Uranus too. We'll give it to Malaysia. Malaysia wants Uranus.
What a way to end the week. You are 14 years old.
A 13-year-old boy has been sentenced to 10 years in prison.
For making that Uranus joke?
Nope, for blasphemy. Omar Farouk was convicted of using foul language against the law during an argument with a friend. 10 years in prison.
What kind of friend is that? Did he snitch on him?
I don't know. That's a snitch. What? Snitching?
Come on. You're my boy. Yeah, we're having a discussion. You can't tell the authorities.
Well, here's the thing. You never hear that, though. I mean, I can't tell you how many times GD, when you hit a bad golf, somebody hits a bad, and it pisses me off. Don't take the Lord's name in vain because you suck at golf. Don't be saying GD. You never hear anybody, Allah or Luther.
Well, you know why.
You're going right to prison. We need to get.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You think prison should be the
Yahweh? How come I never hear about Yahweh?
Well, because, do you hang out with people who say Yahweh a lot?
No. Well, that's it though.
maybe Yahweh's name's been taken in vain quite a bit, but you don't know.
I don't know.
You're not around,
I never hear it.
Exactly. You're not around the people who say Yahweh.
Man.
Yeah.
Can't we take one out on Buddha? Why the hell is it always? I don't know.
Well, because the people you're with. Are Christians, I guess, and that's why they say
it. But they're taking it out on their own God, taking it out on another one.
Well, I don't know.
And by the way,
I'm not promoting.
Stop saying that. Stop saying GD anyway.
Yeah, I would say in your particular instance, how about we just say stop saying GD as opposed to using other God's name in vain?
Yahweh got to catch them too.
No, just talk to your boys and say, hey, knock it off.
I do. I don't like it. Florida dad has to defend his son. His fifth grader wore a Hooters mask to school. Apparently, the school didn't like it.
It's not.
I don't give a rat's ass school.
Why? Just because there's an owl with the Hooters logo on it? That's what it is, right? It's not a.
No, it just says Hooters across it.
So who cares?
I know.
I got Spicy Boy right here.
Spicy Boy.
Of course, I'm not going to school. Do you think they kicked me out or suspended me for having Spicy Boy?
It was deemed offensive. We go there as a family. We eat their wings. We watch sports. I said we have chocolate cake. We go there all the time. It's not an offensive mask. Thank you. Kid probably got suspended from school. Jerks.
Yeah, I agree. It's just a mask. In fact, you ask him to wear a mask. He decided to show some individuality by wearing the Hooters mask. So be it. I'm still upset with Hooters. First time I ever went there, pregnant waitress.
Oh, my gosh. And I don't need to see that. Yeah. Not no small or
well,
shorts.
Well, they did give her bigger clothing, but Good. Still, I was a little upset. Wait a minute. This is what I get the first time?
Man.
I was 18 years old.
Where's that hot one in the commercials?
Time to
talk about HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Those are my peeps over there. You guys, Mike and Chris and Kevin and Chad and all of the great guys over there at HRP. What they do, though, they're spectacular at what they do. What they do is they make sure that your business is up to snuff. Make sure that your business is getting through this because it hasn't been easy. I don't know if you got your SBA loan. Did you? How about your PPP? Are you up to date? Did they help you with unemployment claims? Have they done everything to help get your business back on its feet? All right, during these tough times. And if not, beat it. And if not, how about tax time? Do they help you out with the ACA? And if not, beat it. Okay? Use ours. Ours is awesome. We love them. And they're experts in all of this stuff as opposed to the other guys. If your other guys weren't knowledgeable, if they're non-respondent, if they don't know answers to your questions, if they were not great in every way, shape, or form, come with ours. Just at least call them and talk to them, and they'll set up a meeting and customize a plan for you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.